is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen notifies Congress Friday that the U.S. is projected to reach its debt limit by next Thursday and will then resort to extraordinary measures to avoid default. In a letter to House and Senate leaders, Yellen said her actions will buy time until Congress can pass legislation that will either raise the nation's borrowing authority or suspend it again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Washington needs to end its wasteful spending.
We don't want to put any fiscal problems to our economy, and we won't. But fiscal problems would be continuing to do business as usual.
Stocks ended the week higher.
JPMorgan Chase and Bank of America both reported better-than-expected results in the final 3 months of last year. Several big banks say recession is likely on the horizon, but it will probably be mild, and consumers remain healthy. Still, high inflation is dragging down profits for some companies. But investors are optimistic inflation appears to be easing, and the Federal Reserve may ease up on interest rate hikes. One big worry on Wall Street is companies on the S&P 500 index may report a drop in profits. It would be the first decline since the pandemic was crushing the economy. The big fear is it could be just the beginning. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Philadelphia Friday, the little boy once known as the boy in the box finally had his name placed on a gravestone. Joseph Augustus Zarelli was identified by investigators after decades of work. His body was found in a bassinet box by the side of the road in 1957. Retired Philadelphia police officer William Fleischer.
It's a big part of our city's history, a big part of Philadelphia Police Department's history. It's the country's history. This case was ubiquitous. This little boy's picture, Joseph, was all over the country.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.
Sweden has hit out at a Kurdish protest.
Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson has denounced a protest by Kurds in central Stockholm, where an effigy of Turkey's president was hung from a lamppost. Kristersson called the move an act of sabotage against Sweden's bid to join NATO. The protest outside City Hall on Wednesday drew an angry backlash from Turkey, a NATO member, which already has held off approving Sweden's application until the government in Stockholm satisfies its demands. Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency says the Speaker of Turkey's parliament cancelled a visit by his Swedish counterpart that was scheduled for Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The CEO of Delta Airlines wants more funding for the FAA following a system outage that caused thousands of flight cancellations and delays this week. He said lawmakers in Washington need to provide the money to increase FAA staff and resources. News and analysis at townhall.com. Toyota is looking to replace the inner workings of vehicles already on the road with cleaner technology like fuel cells and electric motors.
It's a step designed to accelerate the global move towards sustainable vehicles. Chief Executive Akio Toyoda says he doesn't want to leave car lovers behind. Japan's top automaker showed battery electric and hydrogen versions of older models like the Corolla at an industry event near Tokyo to drive home the message.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Toyota says that instead of waiting for all cars sold to be green, converting the ones already out on the roads is a good option. Supreme Court investigators narrowing down the possible suspects in their probe of the leak of the court's draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade. One day after that leak, Chief Justice John Roberts assigned the High Court's marshal to find the culprit. The Wall Street Journal says the court brought in outside investigators. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Find the jackets. You'll need them this weekend. It's cold out there. Northwest winds and 40 degrees today. And that wind chill in the 30s this afternoon. Cold night ahead. 27 our low downtown with wind chills down in the teens for tonight, early Sunday morning. And sunshine Sunday, high 46, low 27 Sunday night. And the 50s come back Monday, Tuesday next week. Takes a while to bring the rain back into the forecast after this dry spell. Looks like our next chance for rain Thursday coming up. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you really believe in fate? Are you trapped in this world and destined to win or lose regardless? Or is there something you can do to turn your life around? I'm Ronald Dart.
Teaching the Bible and its truth. Listen to Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart, Sunday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone, and University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. For more than 75 years, we've been transforming adult lives by offering the opportunity to expand your skills, move up, or start a new career. With more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, no-cost digital materials replacing most textbooks, personalized advising, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Too late isn't in your vocabulary. Reach your next goal at University of Maryland Global Campus. Apply now and save with no application fee through February 15th. Undergraduate and most graduate courses start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Just me today, folks. We got a little stomach bug rolling through the house here, and I kind of had it this week, and now Robin's got it, so she's feeling a little bit under, but she's getting some rest this morning, so well-deserved, too. Anyway, it's me. It's Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we welcome your phone calls on any of those subjects. Now, look, it's cold out there. It's really cold out there. The wind is whipping. It's 40 degrees, and the wind is whipping at, I don't know, 20 mile an hour out of the northwest. So it feels pretty cold. At least here in Easton, it feels really cold. So we just want to warn you about that in case you're headed out into the outdoors today. So there you go. It's going to get colder tonight. It's going down to 29. So just be careful out there if you're taking part in the outdoors. It's very, like I said, it's very, it can be dangerous with the winds, northwest winds 17 to 20. Okay? Just a little heads up for you. All right. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410 1-800-922-6680. We have two sets of two tickets. We have two pairs of tickets to give away today to any of our listeners that would like to go to the Great American Outdoor Show. Don't just call in to win tickets and then leave them on the table. We really would like you to use them. And, you know, a lot of people like to go to that show. A lot of people that listen to the show, this radio show, would like to go to the Great American Outdoor Show. So give us a call. We'll put your name on a list. And at the end of the show, we'll call two names, and we'll make sure that we mail those tickets out. I think the winners from last week should already have their tickets in hand. So let's hope so. We did deliver the final muzzle loader this week. And, Larry, I hope you enjoy it. I was pretty impressed with that bad boy. I really was. It was a really, really nice CVA LRX 45 caliber. Beautiful camo, brown nitride barrel, scope, really nice setup. So I think he'll enjoy that once he learns to shoot it and finds the proper load and everything else. So that would be fun. All right. So what's happening in your world this week? We'd love to hear from you. To win the tickets, all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer, and then go on the air with me. And all you have to say is, I just want to win the tickets, or hi, or, you know, ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do. So the General Assembly goes into session this week, I believe it's Monday, if I remember right. And a flurry of pre-filed gun control bills are out there, according to John Jocelyn with 2A Maryland. And if you're not a member of his email team, you need to be, because he is the most up-to-date, on top of anything that has to do with firearms and in Maryland, as far as the General Assembly, as far as any rules, regulations, anything like that. We have a number of bills out that have already been filed, and there are some pretty egregious ones. The most egregious one that I see is the Senate Bill 86 raised the Age Act of 2023, prohibits the sale, rental, or transfer of ammunition to a person under the age of 21, prohibiting the possession of a rifle or shotgun by the person under the age of 21 with certain exceptions, unless the person is otherwise prohibited possessing a rifle or a shotgun. Exemptions are a temporary transfer of possession of a rifle or shotgun if under the age of 21, is under the supervision of a non-prohibited person over the age of 21, acting with permission of a parent or legal guardian to the transfer or person in possession, transfer by inheritance of title but not possession, is a member of the armed forces while performing official duties. Thank God they're letting the armed forces carry firearms. Really? No kidding. The temporary transfer or possession of a rifle or shotgun if the person is participating in marksmanship training of a recognized organization is under the supervision of a qualified instructor, or the person is required to possess a rifle or shotgun for employment, or the possession of a firearm for self-defense or defense of others against a trespasser into the residence of the person in possession, or into a residence which the person is invited guest. Violations, misdemeanor, subject to imprisonment, not exceeding 5 years, or a fine not exceeding $10,000, or both. Does not mention hunting as an exception. There you go. So that's a pretty bad bill right there, Senate Bill 86, and there's more. But I would encourage you to join the email list of people receiving the newsletter from 2A Maryland, John Jocelyn. And if anybody would like to have this, just email me and I'll forward this to you, and then you can sign up, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. How's that sound? Here we go. Let's see. Bill in Baltimore. Jack in Joppa. Let's talk to Jack first. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing? I wanted to mention two things. Number one, I was thinking about purchasing a gun. What would be the best way to go, like a gun show? I'm Jack from Joppa. And also, where I live here, between Route 40 and Route 7 by Mountain Road, we have coyotes, we have white-tailed deer, everything. And there's this coyote that comes comes, like, I see him, like, in the last 2 months. He goes out back by my pond, and he drags his butt along the ground just like a dog does. And he does it along the grass, I guess about maybe 10, 15 feet, and then he just sits there for, like, hours in a very uncharacteristic coyote sighting. It's the same one, I'm sure. Just wondering what type of behavior is that normal, where he just drags his butt like a dog for 10, 15 feet. I've seen it 3 times so far in, say 2.5 months.
I would say he has some kind of internal parasite he's trying to get rid of.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that would be my guess.
Yeah,
and Jack, as far as buying a firearm, you're not far from Bel Air Gun Range, so stop by Bel Air Gun Range and talk to the folks in there, and they'll help you do whatever you want. Okay.
Okay, cool. I'll do that. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All righty. Bye bye.
Bill in Baltimore. Good morning, Bill.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
All right. I just wanted to call and get in the contest.
You're in.
Maybe. See what I can see up at the show.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff up there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while since I've been up there.
Well, hopefully you can win, buddy. Hopefully you can win.
All righty.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call. All right, that's how you do it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, if the politicians would actually exist in the real world, okay, instead of whatever world they inhabit, they get out here with the folks and just talk. If they, you know, if they're opposed to guns, then go to an NRA event, go to a gun range, talk to the constituents in your region. Okay, if you think stopping somebody from, by law, prohibiting somebody between the ages of 21 from having a gun, if that person wants to own a gun, or wants to steal a gun, or wants to possess a gun for whatever reason, whatever mindset, okay, to conduct unlawful activities, they're going to get a gun. Okay, the whole rationale behind this is, oh, this will prevent mass shootings. No, it will not. It will not prevent mass shootings, because the person who would commit such an act will find a way, whether it's against the law or not. He's not going to go, well, I'm going to get a gun somehow or another, okay? And somebody says, well, it's illegal for you to possess a gun. Yeah, and? I mean, that's our society, folks. It's a total disregard. People who want to break the law will break the law, okay? And they will use whatever means necessary to possess a firearm to do it, if that's what they want to do to use. Just because you have a law in the books, does a criminal abide by the laws? No. Other word for criminal is lawbreaker. Good grief. I don't know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have 90 days of this nonsense going on. Hunters need to know that they're going to be represented by the Hunters of Maryland. The Hunters of Maryland are having an event next week, a luncheon get-together with every legislator in Maryland, if they choose to attend. Let's see what happens at that event. So, and I'll let you know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd like to talk to as many listeners as possible. John in Ellicott City. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you doing today, Alan?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good, man. Every morning I wake up, it's going to be a good one, Alan.
Beats the alternative, so they say.
You got that.
Yes, indeed.
The group that I hunt with and shoot with, we've got a couple of young ones. And, of course, they would go out and sit in the stands when they were too young to even fire.
Okay.
Because to get out, you know what it does to you to get outside. It
just, oh my gosh, yes.
It's good for the soul. And then the first couple of years, when they're able to hunt, they would hunt with an experienced adult.
Correct.
Once they hit 14 or 15, we know what they can do. They know what to do and how to do it properly.
Correct.
They go to their own tree stands without adult supervision. I have more faith in the couple of young guys that are doing that now in their teen years. I have more faith in their ability to go out there and handle those firearms than I have in the politicians making laws.
Amen, brother. I agree with that. Listen, one of the most responsible hunters I know is my grandson. Okay? He's 23. He sits by himself. He chooses his own stand. He does what he wants to do when we're in the woods. And, you know, we have two or three locations where he can sit on a little tiny farm that I hunt. And he chooses whichever one he wants. I said, where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. Same thing when we went sick of deer hunting as a guest the other day. Where do you want to shoot? Where do you want to go? There's eight stands you can pick from. Pick the one you want. And he did, because he knows the property, knows which stand. And I never have to worry about him. I never do. And there's a reason I don't have to worry about him. Because he's been shooting with me since he's 9 years old.
Yeah, he learned correctly.
And he sat in the stand for the first 5 years as a youth hunter. But I think it was 5 years in a row. Killed a buck every year. Yeah. I didn't have to. I wanted him to get the deer, you know?
Well, even when I want to, a lot of times they put me to shame, Alan.
Oh, no question. No question. No question. But, you know, when he's instructed, one brief story, and I may have told it before. Okay. It's his final, he can't hunt the first day of the deer season, the first day of the firearm season, and it's his final youth season. And so I said, look, this is your opening day. Okay. He said, all right. So we hunted in the morning, we hunted in the stand together, and the 6-point came in. I said, there's your deer, Jake. You want to kill it? He goes, nah. I'm like, okay. And it stayed around there for quite a bit. I said, take him if you want. He says, no, I don't want that one. I said, okay.
There's a sportsman for you.
16 years old, and he's being selective. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I want an 8-point or bigger. Okay. So afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we moved to a ladder stand side by side. He's sitting on my right. And I said, no, look, Jake, you've been in this stand before. You know that these deer get into this law or come out of this law, they head for that tree line all the way over to our left. If something like that happens and one gets by us in the laurel, there's a rail, a shooting rail on this ladder. I'm going to lean back. I'll get out of your way. If you need to sight, you make sure you have a good rest. And as that deer moves, you just slide right along that rail. And if he gets to that tree line and you get a shot, bang, you can take it, okay? Yep. We hadn't been there 10 minutes and I get an elbow in the ribs. Father's buck. And he goes into this little thicket. I said, okay, was he good? He goes, yeah, he's a good one. I said, all right. So I try to find it. I can't find it. And finally, it pops out just for a second, and I said, yeah, you were going to take that deer. So I tried everything to get that deer to come out. I tried grunt crawls. I tried bleats, everything to move that deer. Never came back. I said, well, I don't know if he's coming back or not. Sure enough, he pops out 10 minutes later, walks into the laurel, right to left. I said, get on him. Get on him. Get on him. Get on him. And, of course, he's disappearing behind the laurel, coming back out for a second, working his way to that tree line. That tree line's, I don't know, 80 yards from us. I said, stay on him, stay on him. I said, he's in the tree line. Do you see him? He said, I can't see him. I said, I see his head and neck, but you can't get a shot. I said, he's a nice buck. I said, keep on him. And the deer turns and walks down towards the marsh. I said, you see him? Yep. You see him? Yep. You see him? Boom! I went, did you get him? He said, I think so. I said, okay. So he had done everything correctly, everything safely, everything by the book. We walk over, and I said, okay, before we walked over, I said to him, before we move, you look back at that spot where you shot that deer, and you mark it. You find where that deer was. You see a tree. You see something that you saw in your scope when you took the shot at the deer. Okay, I got it. I said, all right. We get down, we walk directly to that spot, no deer. I said, all right, let's see if we can, you know, find a blood trail. So off he walks through the leaves, he's shuffling through the leaves. I said, I think he went this way. I said, wait a minute, hold up. Walk slower and walk to the side of where you think he went. That way you don't disrupt the blood trail. Okay, Paul. He said, I got blood. I said, great. So he's trailing the deer along, and I see which way the deer's moving, and I kind of cut ahead of him a little bit without him knowing it, and I look down over the bank there towards the creek bank, towards the marsh, and there's the deer laying there. Then I let him follow out the deer trail, and I let him find it.
Yep, gone right.
You know, right. And that's the lessons. Yep. Those several lessons are the way you teach a youngster to hunt.
Yep.
You know,
got a good granddad there.
Well, that's what you have to do. Always be safe. You know, just point your gun in a safe direction and just teach them every step of the way when you can. They may not like it. They may get tired of hearing it. But you know what? They need to hear it. So
they need to hear it, and they learn that this is the way it's going to be if they're going to hunt.
Exactly. If you're going to hunt with me, this is the way it's going to be. So,
right.
You know, you're right.
Well, one more thought.
All right.
For years, when they would come up with these laws, I would hear people talking and saying, well, what unintended consequences are we going to have? And I fell into that too, Alan, saying, gee whiz, there are going to be unintended consequences. But now when they start talking about a law, I stop and think, there aren't unintended consequences. We have the experience and the statistics to know what's going to happen. And they pass the laws anyway.
That's right. That is correct.
That was just, I don't know, I was getting on my soapbox there. I'm sorry, but that's...
No, I understand it.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
It is.
So, yeah.
Good call, buddy. Thanks, John.
You take care, Alan. Nice talking.
All righty. Nice talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye. Folks, we've got to take a break. I know Richard in Rosedale is on hold. Just hold for a little bit through the break, Richard, and we'll get right to your call first, okay? Hey, you know, folks, I told you how cold it was and how cold it feels and how cold it's going to be tonight. If you have ignored my advice over the last months and months and years when I've been talking about Hearth America and Backyard Billy's, one of these days you'll stop by. You keep looking at that fireplace in your house that you don't use, and you think, wouldn't that be a nice alternate source of heat? But I don't want to chop wood, and I don't want to split wood, and I don't want to have that mess in the house. Well, you know what? Sometimes that mess is necessary, especially if you choose a wood burner. Okay? So the company called Regency makes a beautiful line of wood-burning fireplaces, freestanding, and inserts. So, yeah, you still got to get the wood, but as far as starting the fire and that type of thing, the wood fireplace makes all that easier. Wood burning fireplace makes all that easier. And you know what? A lot of people don't mind that idea, that aspect of using wood. The alternative, though, is pellets. These pellet stoves have automatic feeders. You buy a bag of pellets, you dump them in the hopper, and you let it go. The company that makes our gas fireplace insert that we purchased from Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, is a company called Enviro. They make a wonderful selection of not only freestanding, but fireplace inserts, very similar to our gas insert, for you to mount in that fireplace in your house. So why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? They've got all the accessories. They've got everything you need. They'll do the installation. They'll follow up with great service. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, and you're going to be ready maybe for the next time. Or maybe next year. But the cold weather's here. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, waterfowl season coming up. Turkey season comes in next week, the winter turkey season. Let me tell you about a couple shotguns from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. There's the BPS Field. BPS stands for Browning Pump Shotgun. It's a newly designed stock with a new look. It's got a larger trigger guard to accommodate a hand with a glove on it. Matte blue finished barrel and forged machine steel receiver with bottom ejection, which is nice, and a duck blind or goose pit. The spent shell comes out the bottom rather than out the side. It's got a satin finished walnut stock pump action with all the superior fit and new checkering. Synthetic stock models are available. That's the BPS pump action shotgun from Browning. And then the Maxus, an autoloader shotgun built for waterfowl hunting. The Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, from Browning. 3 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. This gun is built, like I said, to come up fast on your shoulder for those quick shots at ducks and geese if you need it. Make sure you put one up to your shoulder when you go look at them at Clyde Sports Shop. As I said, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. See Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Plus events and entertainment for the whole family, including an NRA country concert featuring Brantley Gilbert and Jacob Bryant. It's hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line up.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, let's talk to Richard in Rosedale. I'd like to play that song when Robin's here. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good morning.
Yes, I just want to get in on your contest, and I'm hopeful you might call me this morning if I get a chance to win.
No, we'll see what happens, buddy. We really will. Yeah. So I'm going to have to figure out how to use a random generator on the phone. Robin's the pro at that. She's the one that puts all the names and numbers in and then just rolls the dice, and whoever's name pops out, it pops out. That's how that works. So.
Okay, I'll be standing by.
All right, buddy. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks for holding.
Sure.
There he goes. That's how you get in. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to win two tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, February 4th through the 11th, well, you'll be more than welcome to try. That's for sure. We only have a certain amount of tickets. We're giving two pairs away today, four tickets total, this week and the same next week, and then it'll be done. So, you know, you have a couple of chances to win this week and next week, and we'll see who wins it. So, and we look forward to hopefully we'll be able to go this year. It's always a tough time for us. It's something going on that weekend usually or during the week, and so you know, you got to work. So, coffee's good this morning. Anyway, if you're just joining us, Miss Robin isn't here this morning. We've had a little stomach bug going through the household here, and I've had it this week, kind of got over it yesterday late in the day, and hopefully it'll stay away this weekend. So I've got lots of things to do. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And, interesting comment about the coyote. A lot of coyotes out there. We're seeing more and more of them in Maryland. We're seeing more and more people putting pictures on. They're showing up on more and more game cameras. You know, all across the state, the numbers are just expanding exponentially. And it is the season to go predator hunting. It really is. There are a number of guys who enjoy predator hunting. It's a specialized craft. A lot of night hunting. A lot of night vision shooting. And predators, you know, they're on the list 24/7, 365 as far as coyotes are concerned. So I think that as many coyotes in Maryland that can be eliminated between now and the fawning season, the better off the deer population is going to be. I really believe that. We have enough challenges, enough problems as far as the deer herd is concerned. You know, you've got 24/7, but you got 365 days a week where farmers can kill deer on antlerless deer on crop damage permits. A number of guys have, I think, 30 permits out there to shoot them at night. You have the sharpshooters on the federal properties. You have EHD, which takes its toll. And then you have the added level of coyotes out there taking full-grown deer, destroying deer carcasses where a guy shoots one and doesn't find it in the evening. You know, he'll go out the next day and the carcass will be destroyed, totally eaten by coyotes. I don't care for them. They have their place, I guess, but it was estimated, I think it was National Deer Association, maybe the Southern Deer Managers, whatever they call that group, came up with a number that one female coyote will take 19 fawns during the fawning season to take back to her den to feed her pups. There you go. One coyote, 19 dead deer. Let's talk to Miss Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Alan. I want to say a few words about that Bill 86.
Yes, ma'am.
And see if you agree.
All right.
You know that expression, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder?
Yes.
To those that are involved in the creation of that bill, it's a beautiful thing. Because its design, I feel, is directly aimed at the hunters and their offspring. Because the hunters teach their offspring how to be independent from control from the government and anyone else. That information is crucial to their plan of not letting the hunters pass that information on to the younger generation. If they can say under 21, they know that gives them enough time to stop it cold in the future when the older hunters have passed on. And controlling your children is the aim. You have to look beyond the bills at some time and see what is the purpose of the bill. It is to destroy you and your family, and that message is to the hunters. And I'm just going to say, do you agree with that, Alan?
I do. Senators Waldstreicher, Democrat District 18, and Lee, Democrat District 16, were responsible for most of these bills, both from Montgomery County. All right, both from Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Governor Moore has appointed Senator Lee to serve as Secretary of State. Let that sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Lee, who's responsible for most of the anti-gun bills, has been tapped by Governor Moore to serve as Secretary of State. If she accepts the appointment, she'll be forced to resign from the Senate. Reportedly, she must decide no later than January 18th. So where can she do more damage? As a senator, as a Secretary of State? This is your government that you elected in Maryland, folks. So I agree with you, and it's not just the bills in the General Assembly. It's not just the anti-gun bills. I mean, you watch the news, Fran. Everybody watches the news. They see what's happening in our schools. They see the rot that's being taught in our schools. And you know, I'm old enough to remember. Even though I was young, I'm old enough to remember Khrushchev.
Oh, me too.
And what did Khrushchev say?
He could take over the country. I'm reading that. This was him. Take over the country without firing a gun.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
And they gave themselves 50 years to do it by corrupting the education system.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was in 1961, I believe, he made that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and look what's happened since.
Well, I've added a new word to my vocabulary for this 2023 year.
Okay.
Unprecedented.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep,
that's
we've discussed.
What this year has been. All things, the floods, the this, that, unprecedented. And then I thought to myself, hey, friend, you coming from Baltimore, going to the hunting community, learning their culture, caring about them very much, breaking bread with them, is unprecedented, too.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right.
Fran the mold breaker, that's for sure.
Okay, well, have a good one.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Robin gets better. Thank you.
I do, too. Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Good weekend. There goes Fran. Anybody else on the line there? Aaron, what do you think? Did you say Dan? All right, let's talk to Dan. Morning, Dan. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Still getting out the woods with my bow.
Glad to hear that.
But just called to get into the contest.
Well, you're in, I guess. So congratulations for breaking the first barrier. So
I'm holding my breath to see if the new governor lets veterans and active duty people hunt on youth day for waterfowl at the end of the season.
Well, that's already set.
Good. That's a great day for me. I get to sit in the blind with a bunch of old fellow Vietnam veterans and cut up and lie about how great we used to be.
I got it. And if a duck flies by or a goose flies by, that's a bonus.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Thank you for your service, buddy. Appreciate that.
Well, it was my honor to do so. Served with a bunch of wonderful people and saw a lot of folks that the society, draftees society, would normally look down on, who turned out to be true heroes.
I don't disagree. I agree 100%.
Well, keep up what you're doing, Alan, and I appreciate all you do for the hunting community.
Well, we do what we can, that's all. So I appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, well.
Oh, you're breaking up, buddy. What happened there? Okay, got it. I'm sorry we dropped Dan off the chart there. Sorry, folks. Dan, if you want to call back, feel free to do so. But you know, good luck to you on the Veterans Day. I think that's the 4th of February this year, Veterans and Youth Waterfowl Day. So, all right, let's talk about a couple of our sponsors here. As soon as I find my little script and cheat sheet that I use. There it is. Spurry's Tire Service. Yes, indeed. Love those guys. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and many more. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your farmyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows and beyond. All the farm equipment, they can get the tires for it. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and much more, has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. They do great work. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? Well, there isn't. Just give them a call, 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurriestire.com, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, you know, when you go to visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's to inquire about a pellet stove or pellet fireplace or wood stove or wood fireplace, or you might even look at the gas fireplace inserts like we have, you're gonna walk into the back portion of the showroom where all that stuff is, but you're gonna walk by the grills and you're gonna go, wow, look at all the grills. You're gonna look at the Big Green Egg. You're gonna look at the You're going to look at the pellet grills by Traeger. You're going to look at the Kamado Joe grills, the red ones. And you're going to see a new one there called the Memphis Wood Fire Grill. These are pellet grills, and they are stainless steel, 100% stainless steel. They're controlled by your phone. You set it up on your phone. You put the app on your phone, and you set the temperature. You set the time and everything else. And you know, what was the old commercial on TV? You know, set it and forget it. Yeah, well, that's what you do with this Memphis grill, and it makes beautiful food. You know, you can cook a turkey in there if you want. It's pellet operated, stainless steel, and the beauty of these is if you want to build an island, and I've seen these, and I think they're gorgeous. Build an island on your deck or in your backyard with a pavilion or something. You want to put a grill in there. Well, this grill comes from the factory. You can purchase in addition to the grill, the doors, the drawers, the shelves, and everything else to match, you know, and set up your cooking station the way you want it. All the Backyard Billies, Hearth America at Backyard Billies, backyardbillies.com, the phone number 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. Go take a look at the grills, the stoves, and all the backyard stuff at Backyard Billies. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billies. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
All right. right, back to the show. Folsom Prison, Johnny Cash, live, January 13th, 1968. How about that? One of the most iconic songs of country music you can ever find anywhere, and one of Johnny Cash's ginormous hits. Stayed on the charts for many, 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 many months. So, all right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got a couple minutes here. We have time for a couple callers if anybody would like to give us a call. How about Jerry in Carroll County? Come on, Jerry, how are you? Jerry, are you there? I guess Jerry had to leave us. Aaron? I guess not. He can call back. Jerry, call back real quick, and we'll get you on the air, okay? It happens during the break. It happens during the, you know, music. People just get impatient and hang up. I understand it. I used to call talk radio all the time. I did. I can't remember who I've talked to on the air, but that was back when I was, you know, just getting started on the show, and, you know, listening to talk radio and tuning into different folks. And I think I even talked to Dr. Laura one time. I don't know. yikes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for one more caller. We'll get you on the air, get you in the contest, and we'll go from there. How's that? Next hour, we'll continue the same thing if you'd like. Your comments, you're gonna run the show this week, folks, with your comments and questions. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. It's kind of a freewheeling form of what we do here. No structure as far as, you know, a particular guest or a particular thing, topic that I need to contact. I need to, I'm tripping over my words here, that I need to concentrate on, I guess is what I was trying to say. It's just you and me. So whatever's on your mind is on my mind. How's that sound? All right. Well, Jerry's not going to call back. And let's see. Hey, there is my buddy Fred texting me. Good morning, Fred. I know you're listening. He's headed out for the Big Blue Cats and the Susquehanna. All right. And he's still catching them all winter. Yeah, you can catch catfish in the winter. Let me know how you make out, Fred. I need some pictures of blue catfish, so take a good picture. I'm sorry, who's in Pasadena? Matt. All right, let's talk to Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Just heading to my dad's goose hunting.
I got it.
Got a question for you.
Go for it.
What's your favorite goose call?
My favorite goose call?
Yeah, your go-to goose call.
Sean Mann, Eastern Shoreman.
Okay.
It's the one I learned on. It's the one I practice on. I like to listen to it, and I've been in the blind with some of the best, blowing all different kind of calls.
Yep.
So, yep, I've taken goose called in by Sean. I listen to the magic that he works with the call. But, of course, there's other great goose callers out there that I've hunted with.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, there's a Shoreman in just about every one of them's bag, no question.
Right, right.
So, yep. Sean Mann, Eastern Shoreman Long Call.
Mr. Sean.
Yep.
All right.
Well, is that what's in your bag?
I have a few of them. I do.
I bet you do. So I haven't been on a goose hunt in about 5 years. I really haven't. I don't know why. I just, you know, just haven't pursued them. So.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are discouraged because of the one bird limit, but
it's not even discouraged. It's just I focused on deer hunting so much the last at least 4 years, you know, that every time I have an opportunity to go, I'm going after deer.
Right.
So anyway, but I wouldn't turn down a trip if we can make it happen, and I can make it happen. It's not a problem there. So
right.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Good luck out there.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Well, there's the music, folks. That means we've come to the end of the first hour, and it's always Robin's turn to say something here at the end. So it falls to me. Get out, stay safe. All right? She likes to talk about family. I like to talk about family, too. So keep your family close. And don't worry about the laws that they pass in Annapolis. Just live your life in freedom. That's it.